This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode. All right, so thank you for joining in today. This topic for today was talking about how motherhood changed your life, or how becoming a mother has changed your life. And my name is Octavia, or aka Miss Tavy, and I'm going to talk about how motherhood has changed my life. So, as many of you know, I did not grow up with my mother. So before I became a mother, I was basically saying to myself, like, I'm going to be the best mother that I can be. And if I was to have kids, then I'm going to make sure that I take care of them by any means necessary. Now, because I didn't grow up with a mother, there was a lot of things that I didn't know about being a woman. So I had to learn those the hard way, you know, or watching someone else, or seeking advice from an older woman. But a lot of things that I learned on my own. So when I became a mother in 2009, I was very scared. I was nervous. I was kind of upset and frustrated because I went through my whole pregnancy without anyone there. I had my child in the hospital without anyone there. And it was one of those things where I was nervous, I was scared, I was frustrated, I was upset. But I was excited because I was bringing in a life. And I knew that this little life was going to love me forever. So, a lot of things I had to let go of. Like, I used to sell drugs or weed or marijuana or whatever. I was in college, and when I got pregnant, I kind of moved around a lot because I couldn't find my way, and I was nervous that I was going through this pregnancy by myself. So I basically had to stop doing a lot of things that I was doing, but that didn't never stop me from moving around so much. But granted, I gave birth to a beautiful 9-pound, 4-ounce little girl, and I was very excited. I was also nervous because I didn't know anything about being a mother, but I knew that in my heart that I was going to love this little girl no matter what. Like, I was going to do whatever I could to protect her, to provide for her, no matter what. So when it came down to having my daughter, I remember I was in Georgia, and I was really scared. I was living in a shelter in Atlanta, and you know, I did a lot of walking, so I thought that would help with me giving birth. But this little girl was a handful. Like, I couldn't eat. Whatever I ate, I threw it up. Whenever I smelled something, I threw it up. It was very, very complicated, but I was, you know, happy nevertheless. So I gave birth to this little girl, this beautiful little brown girl. And that was my heart. She stole my heart. And I was so happy. And like I said, I just knew that no matter what, I was going to do whatever I could to make sure that I take care of her and give her the best life that I could give her. So motherhood, or becoming a mother, changed my life a lot, because it made me realize that I had love in my heart that I didn't know that I had. It also helped me learn about who I was as a woman myself. and it slowed me down a lot from doing, you know, things that were eventually would eventually get me locked up or worse, dead. So after I had her in June, and then I found out that I was having another child in like February of the following year. I was nervous. I was scared. I cried. Funny story though, when I was pregnant with her, when I first found out that I was pregnant with her, I was told that I was going to be having twins. And that devastated me. I literally cried in the doctor's office when they told me that I was having twins. And they showed me the ultrasound. I literally cried. So I was like, how am I going to take care of twins? You know, but at 7 weeks, at 7 weeks pregnant, I found out I was having twins. At 11 weeks, I went back to the doctor, and that other sac, the embryo, I'm sorry, what do you call it? The other baby did not finish growing, so it didn't have any life to it. It was just an embryo in the sac that the doctors say eventually dissolve. I don't know how true that is, but however, so I had her June 2009. The following year, I had my son July 2010. I will really say that I went through a major struggle with when I became a mother. It was I moved place to place to place. The father of my daughter, he was arrested, put in jail for 15 years, and then eventually he got murdered while he was in jail. So that was a disaster. I couldn't, you know, count on him or his family. And then with my son, I almost lost my son when I was pregnant with him, you know, because of domestic violence, and I ended up having to relocate to Charlotte, North Carolina. When I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, I was staying in the shelter trying to get my life together. You know, I had this little girl, I was about to bring this little boy in the world, so it was very, very, it was discouraging. It was complicated, it was discouraging. I was frustrated a lot, but I was also happy that I had life, that I could give, you know, I could birth out a baby. And it wasn't just the fact that I could birth out a baby, it was the fact that I could birth out someone, this little person that I know that's gonna love me forever, no matter what. And that was the exciting part about becoming a mother, because I didn't know what it was like growing up to have someone love you. So anyways, I had my son in I had my son in July 2010. I'm staying in a shelter. So then I had to walk around with one baby who was just learning how to walk and another baby that was in a car seat. Both were in Pampers. And I was in the shelter. And it was one time in my life where I just felt like I wanted to give up, but I couldn't because I had these lights, these little lights, these little people that I had to care for, because I felt that they were given to me for a reason and I have a purpose. And so my purpose was to make sure that I give them all the love that I could give them. So as the, you know, it goes on, when I eventually got out of the shelter, I was able to, you know, start getting my life together, which was very complicated. I could go into details about it, but I won't go into details about the things that I've went through while trying to get my life together and raise two kids and provide for them and keep my sanity. It was just a lot. But what I will say as of now, a lot of childish decisions that I have made before I became a mother, I no longer wanted to make those you know, choices, those decisions, because I didn't want to leave them. Like, I didn't want to end up locked up in jail or worse, dead, because then I'm like, who would take care of them? Who would love them like I love them? They've saved me from taking my own life a lot of times throughout of the trials and tribulations that I have been through. And so I am grateful. I mean, I may not know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm doing the best that I believe that I can do. You know, I provide for them. I love them. I try to teach them right from wrong, help them with their homework, sing to them, make them laugh. You know, love on them, teach them right from wrong. You know, I've taught them how to tie their shoe, how to wash themselves, teaching them how to pick their own clothes out. Like, just trying to show them how to keep, how to hold themselves accountable for certain things. So I'm grateful. As of today, I could really say, like, I'm grateful for a motherhood. My babies have been by my side since day one. I mean, maybe like two or three nights, or a couple of times I've had to, when I was trying to get my life together after I got a divorce, I've had to let them go stay with someone. But I always talk to them every day, and I went to see them as much as I could. And they only stayed for a few months while I got a house, got myself together and worked two jobs and got a house so that I could put them in the house with me. And then it was just, you know, they don't have a grandmother that I could send them to, or, you know, it was just a lot of things that was happening where I don't have that break. But it's, you know, one time I had to take a break, and that's when I was living in a hotel this last time around after I had got my divorce in 2017. I had to, you know, let them go stay with someone while I worked two jobs just to get myself on the right track. You know, and everything that I do now, I do it for them. Like, I started my own businesses to work from home so that I can make sure that I'm there for them. Excuse me. You know, it's just, I'm grateful. Being a mother has changed my life. Literally. It has made me a better person. Because I had I don't care attitude about life and about people and about the world, just because I was so angry all the time about not having my own mother or my own father to grow up with. But eventually I had to learn how to forgive them. I had to learn how to forgive my father. I had to learn to forgive my mother if I wanted to be a good parent, a good mother. So I learned how to forgive them. And I learned how to move on. And as of 2020, I have been reaching out to my mother and my father so that they can get to know their grandkids and try to get to know me while the time is, you know, while time is here. Because, you know, we never know when the time expires. So, but yes, all in all, I'm grateful because being a mother, having children, having two kids of my own, a son and a daughter. That's what I wanted. I wanted a son and I wanted a daughter. And I got my son and I got my daughter. And having them has molded me into being a better person, a more caring person, a more loving person. It softened my heart because I was always angry. It softened my attitude because I just didn't care about anything or anyone. And I'm grateful. I'm humble and I'm grateful. And I consider them as gifts, a blessing, my lifelines. They've saved my life many of times and they don't even know it. But yeah, I just wanted to share that experience. Thank you for taking your time to listen to this. And if you have any comments...